Good day, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap. We begin with a pivotal decision angled towards transparency and rigor in the environmental, social, and governance sector, or ESG as it's known. Active Super, an Australian investment company, has been fined $10.5 million by the federal court for misleading ESG claims. This decision, which follows an investigation by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, underlines the market's zero-tolerance approach to deceptive practices. Active Super had falsely marketed the exclusion of sectors such as gambling and controversial energy, even though it held investments in these areas. The decision plays a crucial part in ensuring greater transparency in ESG disclosures, pushing firms to fortify compliance and meet higher standards. Now let's transition to the economic terrain. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has reported that the monthly Consumer Price Index, or CPI, has fallen short of expectations once again. With several index components sensitive to market fluctuations showing a decrease, this has a pivotal influence on consumer spending, business pricing, and monetary policy. On the brighter side, consumers may see eventual price drops in essential services, potentially affecting Australia's economic trajectory. On the insurance front, Australian insurers are in the line of fire from consumer advocacy groups. These groups have taken issue with pricing practices, which they've labeled as poverty premiums and loyalty taxes, criticizing insurers for failing to adopt equitable pricing recommendations. The Insurance Council of Australia has cited competition law restrictions as barriers to these changes. Despite this, there is an increasing call for insurers to prioritize consumer trust and fairness. And finally, for those watching the federal scene, this year's budget reveals little deviation from previous projections. However, it introduces significant tax cuts and invests in healthcare and energy rebates to alleviate living costs. Despite these fiscal measures, economic uncertainties hover, with potential fiscal risks if optimistic revenue forecasts falter. Small and medium-sized businesses will benefit from electricity rebates, but long-term strategies in infrastructure, healthcare, and education remain pivotal for stability. That's your daily financial services news wrap for Thursday, March 27, 2025. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay financially savvy. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.